We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. What do you got today, man? What do you got that's good in the headlines? I want you to be real positive today.
No, nothing good, Joe, but we do have headlines here.
All right, whatever.
Alex Rodriguez is making headlines. Kind of a sad story here for A-Rod, as he was the victim of a rental car heist here, as he had jewelry and electronics stolen out of his car. And they are claiming the value could be worth up to $500,000. Now, A-Rod came out and said that value is exaggerated, but still,
yeah,
a lot of stuff has been taken from A-Rod here from his
I hope it's exaggerated, because who keeps $500,000 worth of stuff in a rental car?
There's no way, not even A-Rod, who that's chump change, and I understand that. But I would say this to A-Rod. Like, A-Rod's got to have some street smarts, and they've been telling us down here and probably everywhere in the country that if you have valuable stuff to hide it where they can't see it in the car, where somebody can break into your car, the professionals can break in a matter of seconds, and they can find
everything.
Camera equipment,
yes,
computers,
yes,
and all the stuff that's very valuable. But even if he had $100,000 or $200,000 of stuff,
that's too much.
What the F is he doing with that kind of stuff in his car?
The funniest thing
I know you're a high-end dude, man. I know you fly private and all that stuff, but come on, A-Rod.
Do you want to know the funniest thing I saw yesterday after reading this story? Someone writes underneath on Twitter, only good thing to come about this, not $500,000 in losses, but if A-Rod's phone got stolen and there's some nudies of J-Lo on there, they're going to be all over the internet very quickly.
Yeah, that wouldn't be.
That's exactly what I saw yesterday after hearing this story.
I will say one thing. A-Rod's made it real clear that he loves J-Lo.
Right.
I mean, you talk about a lovey-dovey celebrity thing. We're seeing a side of A-Rod. You're my heart. You're my soul. You make me want to climb a pole. I mean, it's crazy.
She
stuff,
is in the
man.
Next movie.
Yeah,
I told you.
That's right. That's why I said that.
That's a good rhyme right there.
What else you got, Woody?
All right, guys. We go to boxing next here. And remember the fight that we were trying to get together here with the Bagel Boss guy? And they booked Bam Margera to be the celebrity ref, but he's in rehab right now, so he's not going to be able to be
damn,
part of this.
Rehab got in the way of that. All right.
Well, they found an opponent for the Bagel Boss guy, and it is none other than 56-year-old Lenny Dykstra.
Nails, really?
Two whack jobs.
Dykstra,
wow.
He's going to begin training immediately. There's going to be a September 7th fight in Atlantic City, so they'll be hosting this mess of an event here. You guys ready for a little tail of the tape here? I'm going to play rants from both guys.
Yes, please.
And you guys tell me who you think is going to win the fight. You want to start with Lenny first on Ron Darling?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no one really got along with him. He went to Yale. He was better than. But the only thing, Darling, did was, lose in every big game we
oh, man. Why'd you throw the F-bomb?
Me, and then, I understand that with what's happened in my past, and I own that. But when you start bringing in this kind of stuff, this is this is crossing the line. Mm. And again, it's not acceptable, and it's flat-out lies, okay?
Lenny, if you ran into Ronnie right now, what would you say to him?
I wouldn't say anything to him. I'd drop him like a redhead.
Okay. Well, not the F word again. Come on, Lenny.
You said he'd pay. What do you plan on doing about this? Lenny?
Len?
Wake up, Lenny.
Lenny?
I'm suing, Darvin. I'm going to sue him.
Okay.
You woke up.
I'm not going to sue him. We can't just sue this guy and the publisher.
Good God.
So there's one half of your fight. Here's the second half of your tail of the tape here. Here's the Bagel Boss.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up? up? Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not spitting, pal.
Enough.
You shut up, dude.
You shut the
oh, it dropped.
Oh, there he went down.
By the way, you want to know my prediction for this? You're going to put Lenny Dykstra in a ring with anybody?
The bagel guy's going to get
the bagel guy is going to get killed.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to get rocked in this fight.
This is not good.
Do we have a betting line on this
yet?
By
the way, Lenny doesn't mess around.
We don't have a betting line yet, but again, like, this doesn't seem fair. Lenny Dykstra's a former Major League Baseball player, and this other guy is built like David Sampson.
Right. Except fat. He's a fat David Sampson.
How do you find a way to get David Sampson? David Sampson's driving into CBS going, can you guys leave me around? I'm done with Derek Jeter. Can you leave me alone? Don't. Yeah.
Lenny Dykstra is going to kill this guy.
Yes. That's not a good matchup.
No.
Unless, you know.
No, it's not. There's no unless. Unless Lenny Dykstra can only use his left hand. Like, that's it.
Yeah, that's. It's not good.
He's going to kill this guy.
But by the way, very entertaining stuff, though. We do,
yes.
we do appreciate it.
This has
it.
Been fun so far, and I can't even imagine the press conference between those two guys. I'm guessing it'll be certainly very, very entertaining.
Oh, the hype. Yeah, I got
a couple more quick things for you guys here. Did you see that Chick-fil-A has added their first new menu item since 2016?
No. What?
They have added mac and cheese.
Wow.
As their first new permanent menu item since 2016.
Wow.
It's going to have a blend of cheeses, including cheddar, Parmesan, and Romano.
Starving.
It's baked in each restaurant each day, and it tested in 5 markets and did very well.
Joe wants to know if he could test it with
that
him.
That could be a big hit with their chicken.
Right, you're
that
right.
could be a huge hit, man.
Right.
By the
There's
way,
never,
Joe.
Never a bad time for macaroni and cheese, except we all like it differently.
Exactly.
We all like it differently. That's it.
And then to go with that, Joe, you can wash it down with their new frosted caramel coffee.
Wow, they're in the coffee business too now?
They really didn't need to add them. I mean, they're doing just fine.
I know. They're doing good.
They didn't have to. But, yeah, that I like that idea of mac and cheese,
man. It can't hurt.
I got to tell you, all these big restaurants now have mac and cheese. And
fancy
it's like,
mac and cheeses, right?
I call it five-star mac, man.
Right.
It is five-star good.
And then, guys, finally here, it's been a rough couple of days on Twitter for Jeffrey R. Epstein, whose profile calls him the Disney geek. Says he works for Walt Disney. He's part of the Disney fan club. Not that Jeffrey Epstein, he does put in his Twitter profile. And he just posted some of the comments, a screenshot of some of the comments that he's been getting over the past few days. And it's pretty ugly. A lot of go to hell, a lot of die, and rotten hell.
Wow. It's bad when you have a matching name to someone like that.
Does
you know who else
like
got that?
Jerry Sandusky.
Jerry Sandusky, who was the Baltimore Ravens play-by-play guy. He got it so bad for about 2 years.
So poor Jerry,
whose
father was John Sandusky, who was offensive line coach for the Miami Dolphins forever. But
he got crushed on social media.
Jerry was like, listen, man, I'm not the guy taking showers with little boys at Penn State. Right. It's not me. You got the wrong Jerry Sandusky.
Wrong guy, same name.
So stop sending me hate, and you're going to kill me and asking me if I'm a Democrat or Republican. Stop. I don't know if he said that. I just
you
threw
just
that
throw
in.
That in there. You are a bad man.
I just threw that in, man.
You're a bad
That's all.
Man.
Just to get it going.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.